message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
God's presence tonight, and I know that no one here will end this year empty-handed in the name of Jesus. I say no one here will end this year empty-handed in the name of Jesus. What you are trusting in God for in the balance of this year, you will receive in the name of Jesus. You are welcome. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. We started our series last week on joy and gladness. It's our month of joy and gladness. And it's our running team for this month. And last week, the introduction to joy and gladness was awesome. If you were here, come on, shout hallelujah. And you were blessed, shout a big hallelujah. And tonight we'll want to fire on very quickly. Before we move on, I want to quickly look at a few of what we looked at last week. Last week we looked at introduction to joy and gladness. And we looked at, amongst other things, defining joy and gladness. And also, the servant of God showed us clearly characteristics of joyful people. He said, joyful people think differently. They don't think like everybody thinks. He explained very well that when you are joyful, your thought pattern is different from the way somebody who is sad would think. Also, he went on to explain that joyful people talk differently. Their speech is different. When they speak words of joy. When they speak, they don't speak negatively. They are always positivistic. They are always optimistic. They are never negative people. They talk right. And of course, he said, joyful people act differently. They behave differently. When they enter a place, their countenance is a countenance of joy. Their behavior, their sitting posture is a sitting posture of joy. Their standing is a standing of joy. They act differently. They behave differently. They conduct themselves differently. And of course, amongst other things, he said, the pathway to joy, number one, was new birth. How many of us were here? New birth was the number one pathway to joy. And number two is what? The Word. The Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. According to Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, it's a powerful word. The Word of God is powerful. And it has so much power that it can transform our life. And I pray for somebody here tonight that that word will bring joy to your life in the name of Jesus. It will bring joy to your heart and your life in the name of Jesus. And tonight we will continue just from there. We'll be speaking on pathway to joy and gladness. I've looked at number one and number two last week, which we said new birth is number one, and number two is the word. Number three, path to joy and gladness is the Holy Spirit. Where the help of the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 14 verse 17. Romans 14 verse 17. The Bible says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is a conveyor of joy. The Holy Spirit is a joy distributor. Anywhere you see the Holy Spirit, you will see joy. In Ephesians 5 verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. The Bible says, and be ye not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Be ye not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. And I pray that someone is here tonight, you are going to be filled afresh with the Spirit in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit fills our heart with joy. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So anywhere the Holy Spirit is, it brings about joy. It brings about advancement. And for somebody here today, I see that Holy Spirit coming upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is one of the major parts that brings joy to the life of a man. Anywhere you see the Holy Spirit abounding, you will see happiness. You will see joy everywhere. The scarcity of the Holy Spirit is the scarcity of joy. The scarcity of the Holy Spirit is the scarcity of gladness. And that's why if you want that Holy Spirit to be with you, the Bible says we should speak in psalms, in hymns. We should continue. The more you sing and you worship, the Holy Spirit dwells with you and around you. And tonight, I see the Holy Spirit coming upon every one of us afresh tonight in Jesus' name. That man walking in, aren't you a walker? You are late and you are bouncing like that. Pathway to joy and gladness number 4 is make a decision to be joyful. Make a decision. Somebody say decision. Psalms 118 verse 24. Psalms 118 verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Make a decision. Somebody say decision. Make a decision. To be joyful requires a decision. To be joyful in life, you have to make that decision that you want to be joyful. You have to decide, I want to be joyful. No matter how anybody brings sadness to you or brings anything to you to make you sad, you decide. Somebody say decide. Your decision today affects your destination in life. Your decision today affects your destination tomorrow. So your decision for joy is an invitation unto progress, unto advancement, and unto development. Life is all about choices. And one of the best choices you can make is the choice to rejoice all the time. It's a choice. Some have made decision that they will always be sad. And some have made decision that they will always be glad. But I pray for you, all the days of your life, you will be glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has. Do you know something? It was recorded that when Paul wrote to the Philippian church that we should rejoice always. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. When he said we should rejoice always, and I say you should rejoice, he was inside the prison. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. He was in prison when he was telling others to rejoice. And Bible scholar says that they dip him inside soccer way daily during his stay in the prison to punish him very well. And he said rejoice, and again I say rejoice. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16, again he says, rejoice evermore. He was inside prison. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter the situation of your life. The Bible says, rejoice. Ensure that you make a decision for joy. May you take that decision today. I say, may you take that decision today. I say, may you take that decision today. The decision to be joyful all the days of your life, may you take that decision today. As from today, nobody will catch you sad again. As from today, nobody will catch you sad again. Nobody will have cause to ask you, why are you sad again? When you see those who are sad, always it moves to depression. From depression to oppression. From oppression to suppression. And of course, from suppression to elimination. Can you see the progression? Elimination is, you know what I'm talking about. That's why you must not allow sadness. When somebody brings the Ghana must go full of sadness, you give them back that sadness. You say, no, you can't drop it here. You can't drop it here. You can't drop it here. You can't drop this sadness in my house. If somebody visits me and in 3 days the whole house looks sad, I'll tell the person to please go back home. Please, can you pack your bag and go back to the place you came from? Sadness is a killer. You must decide that it must never be your friend. As from today, laughing, rejoicing, smiling will always be your characteristic. It will always be your lifestyle. Number what are we on now? Number 5, pathway to joy is ask for joy. To generate joy, you must accept the responsibility to ask for it. James chapter 4 verse 2. James 4 verse 2. You have not because you ask not. Many of us think that you must ask. You can't just assume. Bible says in the latter part, yet you have not because you ask not. Yet you have not. The reason why you don't have enough joy is because you don't ask God for the spirit of joy. Joy is a spirit. It's one of the fruit of the spirit. So you can ask for it in the place of prayer. Father, what is going on? Why am I always depressed? Why am I always sad? Why is it that people are always asking me, what is wrong? 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 Something is wrong. And it is because something is around me called depression. Take it away. Give me joy. A prayer for somebody here today is that God will baptize you with the spirit of joy. I say God will baptize you with the spirit of joy. So much so that people will want to be around you. If you are a man and you are always sad, your spouse will not want to be with you. If you are in the sitting room, she will go to the kitchen. She's not cooking anything. She will just be trying to clean the place. If you are in the bedroom, she will go to the toilet and go and wash the toilet. Because some men are just like the lion of the tribe of Judah of their house. Once they come, everybody will take cover. That is here, that is here, that is here. And they take cover. Everybody will run away. Not that they run to open the door. They take cover for their life. Because immediately he enters, he's shredding everybody to pieces. Nonsense. What nonsense is this? Why are you watching this channel? Nonsense. Why is this plate here? Oh yeah, go and bring me Soja Kobokobo. The one that has six tails. You lie down there. You lie down there. What is it? And you have never gone for military training before. If you're a woman and you are sad, always you don't ask for the spirit of joy on time, your husband will not want to be with you. You will have girlfriend. You will have girlfriend. You see, many ladies don't know what is making them to lose the heart of their husband. It is this thing I'm talking about. It is this thing I'm talking about. Once your husband is not sure, because before he comes home, he has been battered by life. Maybe boss has shredded him to pieces. Maybe somebody bashed his car on the way. Maybe he was looking for one money. The money did not come in. Maybe he was... Many things might have happened. When he's coming home, he's looking for somebody that is smiling and happy. He's looking for somebody who is ready to receive him with a good hand. Somebody you have not seen since morning. Left the house at 6 a.m. in the morning. Came back at night at 9 p.m. Immediately he comes in, you begin to shred him to pieces. He will not want to. He will just take his key again and say, I'm going out. Say, where are you going? We have meeting at night. By Friday, we have conference in Port Harcourt. Can I follow you? Follow me. Lie. If possible. As this spirit of joy must be. Once it's available, your husband will never leave you. The reason a lot of young girls snatch men from their wives is because these young girls have specialized in how to make the man happy. He can get food anywhere. He can get food anywhere. All the things you think you have, he can get it anywhere at a cheaper rate and at a cheaper cost. But when he's sure that if he's coming back home, he's coming to meet a supportive wife, very happy. What is wrong? How are you? How is everything? You want to take your bath? Okay, don't worry. I can even take your bath for you. You'll be very happy. But when you come, he comes back home. He say, I phone you more than 3 times a day. You didn't pick. Honestly, I know that you're very useless. I'm very, very sure. They always told me that everybody from that your side, you see, I regret. And my mother told me I shouldn't marry you. He will be very sad. And once he is sad, he doesn't want to be around. No man wants to be around a depressed woman. No man wants to be around. So make your home happy. Ask for that spirit. Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to 11. Bible enjoins us and encourages us to ask and we shall receive. He said, seek and you shall find. He said, knock and the door shall open unto you. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, the door shall be opened unto him. Is there any one of you that his son will ask for a fish and then he will go ahead to give him a stone? Give him, you ask for bread and then you give him a stone. If you as evil men know how to give good things to your children, how shall he not with him freely give you all things? If your son asks bread, you won't give him stone. If he asks for fish, you won't give him serpent. So if he will not, you as evil as you are, you like to give good things, if you ask me, I will baptize you with the spirit of joy. Receive that spirit of joy tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive that spirit of joy tonight in the name of Jesus. Whereby everywhere you go, you bring joy, you bring excitement. You bring joy and you bring excitement. You bring joy and you bring excitement. Number six, pathway to joy is listen to messages on joy and meditate on it. Listen to messages. One of the major pathways to joy is by letting the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Listen to messages. Listen to messages. Buy tapes. It's unfortunate most of the youth of nowadays, they buy. How can you be buying more recharge cards than buying spiritual materials. I can't imagine it. In Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, Ezekiel 2 verse 2, he said, and the Spirit entered into me. The Spirit, when you are listening to a message, the Spirit of joy in that message will enter into you. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me. The Spirit will enter. When you listen to, it's not just listening to messages, just listening for casual sake. Anytime you sincerely listen to a message, the Spirit of that of those people enter into you. The grace they carry rub off on you. When you listen to messages and you are happy and you are excited, the preacher is happy, excited, that same Spirit enters into you. One day I was in one of our pastor's car. He was listening to my message. I almost could not believe I was the one that preached that message. I was like, oh God, I almost could not believe it, that am I the one that actually preached this message. I left the car thanking God for grace. But it's unfortunate many don't value that grace. If you really sincerely want to access joy, listen to messages with passion. There is nothing I have in this world like messages and books. Nothing. There is nothing in this world that I have as much as messages and books. Your hunger for spiritual materials fires joy into you. If not for those messages and the word and all the materials, the level of pressure that we go through sometimes trying to solve people's problem, trying to seek God's face on different, you can die of sadness. This issue, that issue, this issue, that issue. But when you listen to messages often, God gives you the grace for you to know that He is always there for you. Your spirit is revived. Your spirit is revived. In 1 Timothy 4 verse 15, 1 Timothy 4 verse, the Bible says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. 1 Timothy 4 15. Meditate. The message you just listen to, you meditate upon it. I don't think I remember a single month where materials are not bought. I can't remember. Because you need these materials. You need these tapes. You'll be surprised when you listen to it. You were in a service. When you buy the tape, you'll be surprised that many things you don't even know were said. You hear it. Many things. Because as I'm talking now, I'm talking very fast, looking at the time, talking very fast. There are some things you might not know that I, maybe a distraction here. But when you sit down, you listen to it. You listen to it, you write it down, you note it. There's no way you'll not be a notable person. There's no way you can end sad. There's no way you can be a sad, depressed person. When you see somebody who is always sad and always weeping over small things, they don't listen to messages. They lack faith. Romans 7 verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. My prayer for you today is that a new hunger will come for you for the word of God. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? For me, as far back as my high institution days in university, I remember very well. I listened to tapes more than any other thing, even while in school. Remember, I had a small cassette player given to me by my grandfather. Listen to tape, cassettes, listen until the cassette tear. You now remove it and use sellotape to gum that place that is torn. That cassette. And then you continue. When it gets up, it's doing the thing will go. No CD that time. Just cassette. The cassette with the player, we have problem. And we start eating the tapes. You sit down with it. You use a spirit to clean it. Have you don't remember that? We have many more than the... we have many more than the... they don't even know what it's called, cassette. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. May a new hunger come upon you to listen to the word of God. I said, may you have a new hunger to listen to the word of God. Every married woman here, as you are cooking, be playing tapes. As you are cooking, be listening to tapes. As you are cooking, be listening to tapes. If you are the kind that does exercise, as you are jogging, be listening to tapes. Any free time you have that you are just maybe cleaning the house, doing this, be listening to messages. As you are moving from Tipper Garage to inside campus, be listening to me. You will become spiritually robust. You will become spiritually robust. As I am standing here now, I don't know the title of any film worldwide. WWW. I don't know the title of any film. But tapes, books, and it shows. It shows. Number six, pathway to joy and gladness is encourage yourself. Somebody say encourage yourself. Somebody say encourage yourself. If you desire to assess joy and gladness, always encourage yourself. Always encourage yourself in the Lord. I know you know that story very well in 1 Samuel chapter 30, when David went forth with his men, and before he came back, they had taken all his children and everything that he had. 1 Samuel 35, verse 5 and 6. The Bible says he was depressed. He was not happy, but he encouraged himself. 1 Samuel 30, verse 5 and verse 6. His two wives had been taken. They wanted to stone him. His subjects wanted to stone him. He was very unhappy. And in verse 6, the Bible says, and David was greatly depressed. Can you see that? He was depressed. He was not happy at that time. For the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved. They were grieved because they have taken their children. Somebody has one child. The people took it away. Took that child away. Took him away or took her away. Somebody had one wife. They took that wife away. David had two wives at that time. And then he took the two wives away. He was depressed. But the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Lord. 1 Samuel 30 verse 8. He encouraged himself. He encouraged himself. And then God spoke to him that, oh boy, go and recover all. And the Bible says he went forth and he recovered. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. If not that he encouraged himself, he would not have heard God. When you are passing through a trying time and you don't encourage yourself, God will not speak to you. Because when you are depressed, God won't speak to you. When you are sad, you can't hear God's voice. Because the weeping has beclouded that voice. And the Bible says, he went forth and recovered all. I want to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, wonderful people, no matter your difficulty you are passing through now, encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself. I stumbled on something some time ago of somebody, two friends. One entered university before another. And then the mother of the one that entered advised one and said, stop being friend with this person because, you know, he has not entered school, you have entered school. But this other person encouraged himself. And the person will go to school, he will be at home. Eventually, he also entered school. By the time he graduated, he left that person in school with carryover. The person has refused to graduate. Now, when he had graduated and he was back from service, the mother of that one now saw him and said, what are you doing? You didn't go to school. Said, I've graduated. I've even served. I'm about to go and get a job. That's why you have to encourage yourself. The people that have gone ahead of you, you will still overtake them in the name of Jesus. Those that have gone ahead of you, you will still overtake them in the name of Jesus. I've told you this story before. While I was trusting God for university admission, and jam was jamming us here and there, I had a friend of mine, a young man, who entered University of Ibadan, Petroleum Engineering. We used to read together for jam. We read together overnight in their house. I remember very well. And he entered university, Petroleum Engineering. I was still at home. And then years passed. I also entered university. And he graduated. Everybody was on his way and he was doing very well at oil company. I was just in my office one day and reading, trying to go through the newspaper in the morning when I got to the obituary place at the back of Guardian and I saw his face. He was dead. I couldn't believe it. I did my eye like this. What? This guy is dead. The oil company where he was working advertised his death. Most likely he went on offshore or something happened somewhere. So if I did not encourage myself in God and I went into evil because one of my friends went ahead of me, you can see how life, miserable life can be. And no matter the condition you find yourself now, encourage yourself. Thank God for yourself. Thank God for your life. Thank God for your status. Thank God for your situation. In a minute or two, can you just thank God where you are seated right now? Can you thank God? Can you thank God? A living dog is better than a dead lion. Give him praise. Thank him. For where you are today, for your present condition, your spiritual condition, your physical condition, your financial condition, thank him, appreciate him, give him praise, exalt him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. So learn to, don't wait for anybody to come and encourage you. Don't wait for anybody to come and encourage you. If you are a minister of God, for example, you are waiting for people to come and encourage you, you will soon lose your ministry. You will lose your ministry. Because you'll be surprised that the you might not find people that to encourage you as you expect. So you just have to encourage yourself and fire on. Encourage yourself and fire on. Encourage yourself and fire on. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, the Lord give us understanding. I heard the story of a pastor in this town who was sick. And none of the members came to the house to greet him. And he believed he was sick because of the attack of the devil, because he normally prays for the members and they attacked him, maybe in the dream or something. And he was sick physically. So he and his wife was at home. Nobody, daddy's at home. He's nobody. So when he returned back to church, he returned back with curse because he refused to encourage himself. So I met a man who told me that he left the church. I said, why? He said, when he heard the curse, the man released. It is because of you that I want to die, and you refuse to take care of me. Oh yeah, this and this. He said, the guy said he packed his load and left. And honestly speaking, in that church, many people died. But if I were a friend, he's an elderly man, much elderly than me. If I were his friend, I would have told him to encourage himself. He doesn't encourage himself. He can lose his ministry. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. Number 8, pathway to joy and gladness is deliberately look for reasons to maintain your joy. In Psalm 103 verse 2, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. If you really want to move into joy and gladness, deliberately search for what God has done for you and for others. When you look at what God has done for you and what he has done for others, you will thank God. A young man came to me last week or 2 weeks ago in the choir. That, sir, my name has refused to come out. I've been in Loring for a long time. My name has refused to come out. I said, don't worry, your name will come out in Jesus' name. Go. So as I was driving in today, I saw him. And I said, oh, I will ask this boy about his admission. As I came to my seat today, before the time, he ran to me. He said, sir, they just sent me money today, over 300,000, to go and get another form. I said, okay, before I pay, let me quickly check my name. This evening, I saw my name there. He's here in this service. Not that I'm not talking of old story. He's inside this service. He said, my parents just sent me money to go and get a Jubeg form or IGMB, all these kind of forms. Today, say, before I go and pay this thing, let me just go and check and see if this thing that they said is will happen, will happen. What must happen in your life this year must happen. That good thing that must happen in your life this year must happen. If it remains 48 hours for you to break through this year, it must happen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Suddenly your joy will appear in the name of Jesus. I say, suddenly your joy will appear in the name of Jesus. Suddenly your joy will appear in the name of Jesus. Suddenly your miracle will appear in the name of Jesus. Suddenly your testimony will appear in the name of Jesus. Suddenly your breakthrough will appear in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Take your seat. So, deliberately search for God's goodness. Look for what God has done for others and thank God. Search for what God has done for you and thank God for it. To maintain your joy, you have to look at the things God has done in the past and thank Him for it. He has given you some breakthrough before, you thank Him for it. Then you receive new sets. Listen to me, friends. You are receiving new sets of blessing between now and year end. You are receiving new sets of blessing between now and year end. Mark it. 2018 will not come to an end until God does what you desire. 2018 will not come to an end until God does what you desire. Can I hear a loudest amen? Can I hear a louder amen? So, I need to move because I'm running out of time. So, recount God's faithfulness and recount it deliberately. You recount it deliberately. When I think of where you brought me from, when I think of where you're taking me, when I think of, I cannot thank you, Lord, enough. You think of where he brought you from. You think of where he's taking you to. You think of where you are today. And then because of that, you thank him, knowing fully well that there's hope. Can I tell you this? There's hope for your family. There's hope for your marriage. There's hope for your marriage. There's hope for your destiny. There's hope for your business. Can I hear you say a big amen? The Bible says, rejoice not over me, my enemies, for when I fall, I will rise again. Micah chapter 7 verse 8. When I fall, I will rise again. You will rise again. in the name of. Number 9, pathway to joy and gladness is keep company with joyful people. 1 Corinthians 15:33. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that evil communication corrupts manners. When you walk with sad people, depressed people, murmuring people, and discontented people, you can never be happy. When you walk with people who never smile, they never smile, no matter what, there is no way you will not carry their spirit. Saul was a king, but he began to prophesy in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. 1 Samuel 10, verse 10 and 11. The Bible says, he went to the hill, and he bumped into prophets, and he began to prophesy. 1 Samuel 10, 10 and 11. And they began to ask themselves in verse 11, is Saul now among the prophets? Look, let's look at it. Let's read it. 1 Samuel 10, 10, 11. So that it doesn't look like I'm just fabricating this story. Verse 10. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, that Saul, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. Verse 11. And it came to pass, someone say came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw him, behold, they prophesied. Behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, what is this that is come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? When did Saul become a prophet? Because he associated with prophets. When did Saul become somebody like this? It's because he associated with people like that. When all your friends are depressed, they transfer it to you. You pick your friends' lifestyle. You pick the lifestyle of your friends. You pick the lifestyle of your friends. That's why you must love everybody, but you choose your friends very, very carefully. You choose your friends very carefully. You choose your friends very carefully because they will deposit themselves in you. They will deposit themselves in you. If your friends always frown when they want to drown, they will pull you along. So when you notice that somebody is never happy, as in a complainer, 24/7, separate yourself. When you notice that somebody is a murmurer, oh God, this is my husband, honestly speaking, I'm tired of his way of life, honestly speaking, this is my children, honestly, this is Nigeria, this is every time, no good news for once. No good news for once. My prayer is that God will help you. I say God help you. I say God will help you. God will help you. God will open our eyes to be able to see who people really are in the name of Jesus. A lot of times, many people don't even know the kind of people their friends are. Their eyes are so blocked and they can't even see us. Somebody says, well, this is your friend. That's why sometimes our parents will tell you, this is your friend. I don't want you to walk with him again. You say, why? Why? They have seen something you did not see. You know, in my place, since morning we did not... Okay, we should forget that. Let's go on. What an elder sees sitting down with a child climbs an iroko tree, you won't see it. You won't see it. He said, look at that thing. He is sitting down. He said, look at it. Forget it. Nothing. Daddy, honestly, your eyes is having problem. Your eyes is having problem. If a child has so much clothes, he can't have rags like an elder. He can't. He can't have. And when we say elder, we are not talking of old people. We are talking of people who are spiritually inclined. We are not talking necessarily old people. Yes, they are elders. With all due respect, we respect them. I mean, permanently and eternally. But when we are talking about real elders, we are talking about spiritual people, spiritual men, spiritual women, people who have a walk with God, people that God speaks to, tête à tête. They are the real elders. May the Lord give us understanding. I need to tidy up this message tonight so that we can move forward. Number 10, and I will stop here tonight. Pathway to joy and gladness. Practice generosity and compassion always. Luke 6, verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you good measure. Press down and shaking together shall men give unto your bosom. Practice generosity. Be a generous person and then you will access joy. Anywhere you find yourself, invest your energy. Be a part of other people's dreams. Invest your energy, your strength, your resources, your skill, your knowledge, and your financial contribution to boost the actualization of other people's dreams. Do you want your dream to be fulfilled? Do you want joy? Add value to other people's dreams. When you see those who are always sad, they don't help others. That's why they're always sad. There's a gladness and happiness that comes with assisting others to make it. Somebody's in need, you solve the problem. Somebody comes to you, is hungry, you put your hand in your pocket, you give it to the person. Somebody needs accommodation, you provide accommodation. And you don't need to carry microphone to shout it. God knows everything that you have done. And he will repay you. He will give you. And when he will repay you massively more than what you gave. When you are a person that solves other people's problem, you have peace of mind. You have joy. Don't be a person that is always looking for people to solve your problem. When you are going into marriage, let when I counsel people in marriage, one of the things I ask them when they want to go into marriage is that, what are you bringing into marriage? I ask them, what are you bringing? What do you have that this man will benefit this man? And we ask them. Sometimes I will tell them to write it on a sheet of paper. What are you bringing in that will benefit this man? What are you bringing that will benefit this woman? If you say you have nothing, there's nothing I can do. There must be something you are bringing to the table. Act with compassion. Act with compassion. In the Bible, a man was sick. He was attacked by robbers. Some people passed him like this. They left him alone. They just looked at him. You know how Nigerians do when they are traveling and there's an accident? They just say, but they never stop. This is very serious. Oh, hello, mommy. We just saw something on the road. But they will never stop to help them. Instagram, Abby. They just quickly snap it, papa, and post it. That's not compassionate. If you want joy, help others fulfill their dreams. Help others fulfill them. When you see us dancing the way we dance, you'll be wondering, why are these people always dancing? They don't have problem in this life. It is because we know that that particular day, somebody's problem will be solved. Somebody's issue, concern will be solved. So we have it. Act with compassion. Practice generosity. Thank God the Christmas is approaching now. If you want joy, practice generosity. Shop for free is coming. Practice generosity. Go and look for something that you can add to what you do. There's massive goods already on ground. Massive. So you didn't give, doesn't add any value. It's not, you are the one that lost. Church did not lose. People did not lose. You are the one that lost by not adding anything. So you are telling me you cannot add anything to somebody's life? Ever. Ever. Why? Oh, Abba, why? The two add together. Oh, you can do it. The more you practice generosity, the more you are happy. You are glad. You are excited. Solve somebody's problem. And listen, it doesn't have to be monetary alone. Assist somebody. Use your energy to help an elderly person. Just be generous. Just be generous. Use your time to help and assist somebody. Use your gifts. And then before you know it, you will see yourself being happy always. You are just excited. You are just happy. Your heart is always bubbling with joy because you know that the next day again, you wake up again to go and donate yourself to the world. You wake up again the following day. That there's no joy like that for you to know that you have something to offer. And can I tell you this as I round up? You carry something. You are not an empty vessel. There is something in you, but you need to donate it to the world. You need to use it for the benefit of mankind. I must remind you that you're getting older by the day. Don't allow this talent to go to the grave with you. So use it for the purpose of mankind. Use it for the purpose of mankind. Let everybody be glad that you are in existence. And I pray that even as you do this, I see God blessing you more than ever before.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.